Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people are aware of the type of crowdfunding where startup companies try to raise funds from the general public through online portals such as Kickstarter, but our next guest says that many still aren't aware that recent legislation has allowed actual shareholder investment into these companies as well. John Crawford is co-founder of Vicinity Capital. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here.
Now tell us about your company and how it got started.
Sure. What we are is an online funding portal that's registered with FINRA and the SEC. We match local investors with local businesses that are seeking to raise growth capital. We, co-founders Josh Rollins, two of us have known one another for a while. His strength is in finance and technology. Mine is in a number of business ventures in the past, and we are both well aware of funding challenges that are there when you are growing a company at whatever stage. And so Vicinity seeks to provide another option for funding for businesses, but also to match those needs with the people that would love to invest in them that, you know, may not even know that you could actually do this. We were sanctioned, you might say, got the rubber stamp from FINRA and the SEC in June of last year. So we're fairly early in our journey. We've looked at probably 70 plus companies. Four deals have gone live, campaigns. All four were successfully funded. So there's a tech startup on there. At the same time, there's a new restaurant location, Bean to Bar Craft Chocolatier, that's local here, that's doing business from here to California. There's a real estate project. So
this is all made possible because of some recent legislation.
That's right. It goes back to the Jobs Act of 2012, which was a bipartisan legislation that passed then, but Title III of the Jobs Act, Reg CF, Regulation Crowdfunding, was passed in May of 2016. So that's fairly recent. And that legislation probably represents the largest deregulation in SEC history and allows for the buying and selling of securities online by both accredited but also unaccredited investors.
And by accredited or unaccredited, maybe give us those definitions.
Yeah. The loose definition is you've got the wealthy folks that can invest in a lot, and then those that don't. But there's a formula in terms of, you know, if you make $200,000 or more a year, or a household $300,000 or more a year, or you have a net worth of $1 million, not including your home, then you are deemed able to invest in what you want to, high risk as you want to. But if you don't meet those qualifications, you can't invest in a lot of certain kinds of deals.
And so now those restrictions no longer apply.
Correct. They still have protections for the investor. There are limits as to how much someone might invest. So whereas if you wanted to throw your life savings into Tesla on Robinhood, you could do that. It was in a public company. This is private. There's a limit. It's a function of your net worth and annual income, but there's a limit to how much you can invest. There are some safeguards here that are healthy.
All right. Now walk us through the mechanics of this. A company comes to you or goes online and fills out your application to get involved in some crowdfunding and raise some money. How much money can they raise? Where does the money come from?
Sure. Essentially, there's a vetting process. We look at the people, the plan, and the pro forma, do a deep dive that passes some initial qualifications. We don't underwrite deals. We don't provide any financial advice. We're not legally able to do that, but we will vet deals. And then they come onto our portal, and it is an online public offering. So then we seek to generate awareness of that online public offering within the community, and then community members can invest their dollars in it.
Then you take a fee or a portion of the proceeds as your fee.
That's correct. It's 8% of the amount raised. There's a minimum target, though. So let's say a business wants to raise at minimum $100,000. It gets baked into the raise. They raise $108,000. We get the fee. If they don't raise that $100,000, though, then we don't get paid and they don't get the money. So, and we can take some of our compensation in the form of the security offered to the public by law, but we also do debt instruments like revenue sharing, loans, things like that.
John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure to be on.
John Crawford is co-founder of Vicinity Capital. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.